I remember a month ago, I guess it was probably, that you folks put out a news release that we were getting this, what was it, $38 million?
Right, the $38 million came in July, and now this is sort of a progress report that we have issued that accumulates all of the data from the date of the settlement, which is February of 12, and through June 30th. It kind of coordinates all that data.
And the grand total is how much?
83 so far.
Okay, now, this is kind of complicated, so we're going to have to do some breaking it down. How much of it is, how much of it in cash comes to the state? How much of it and in what form will go to people who have mortgage problems? And then I guess there's another lump that's going to be coming sooner or later in some other kind of a package. So kind of walk me through that, if you would.
Okay. As folks will remember, there was a $200 million agreement that we reached with the five largest banks. We're now $83 million into that agreement. We've received $38 million as a cash payment that went over to the General Assembly and into the state's budget. And $45 million has gone now to homeowners in the form of principal reductions, short sales, refinancing, and other borrower assistance programs. So we're about 40% of the way through the completion of this settlement now.
Is this $45 million, are any of those folks receiving it in cash, or is it all going into the paperwork at the bank?
Well, the $45 million piece of this is through principal reductions, short sales, refinancing. It's not a cash payment. But there is a cash payment portion of this that's going to come to about $35 million that will go to people who are foreclosed upon between certain dates by the five largest banks in operating in the state of Missouri.
Any idea when that will be arriving for these folks?
Yes. There's still a cash payment that is coming to thousands and thousands of Missourians who are foreclosed on by the five big banks. We are starting to send out letters to the recipients that will begin going out next month. But if people have been foreclosed upon by Bank of America, Citigroup, J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, and Ally Financial between January of 2008 and December of 2011, they should contact our office to get on that list.
If I lost a house through foreclosure during all of this process and I'm going to be one of the beneficiaries here, will that amount of money that's coming to me, how will that offset what I've lost? It won't make me whole, will it?
No, and we've never made a claim that this $200 million settlement was going to solve the problem or rectify the burden that has been placed on individual homeowners. The cash payment that comes from the foreclosures is going to be about $2,000, $2,500 per homeowner. It's not going to make people whole, but we believe that it's at least a step in the right direction in helping people through this difficult time.
There is, I'm sure, a stop date to all of the benefits flowing from this settlement. When will the last amount of money come to Missouri in whatever form under this settlement?
A lot of the settlement money is coming directly to homeowners in the form of principal reductions and refinancings. So it's not as though a lump sum can simply be given to us all at one time. The $200 million that it will benefit homeowners in Missouri should take us about 18 months to 24 months to complete the restitution process.
So we're looking at the end of 2013 before this is pretty well all wrapped up, you think?
Right. Yeah. We are about 8 months into the process right now. We've seen $83 million come into the state. I think by the end of 2013, $200 million will have flown through to the homeowners affected.
Some folks are going to be getting the letters from you. Are there other people who should be contacting you to find out if they're eligible?
If someone has been foreclosed upon by one of the big banks during the time period of January 2008 to December of 2011, they should know it, obviously, and they should contact our office either over the web or preferably by telephone so that we can do our job and make sure they're on the list and receiving this money.
Now, there are three numbers here, two of which we've talked about, $38 million, $45 million, and then there's a line in your press release, your latest one, that says, in addition, relief valued at $28 million is currently in the process of being provided to Missouri homeowners as of June 30th. Is that $28 million part of the $45 million, or or is it a third amount?
We are trying to report quarterly the progress of the financial settlement with the banks. The quarter that ended June 30th has now seen about $83 million come to Missourians. So far in the current quarter that we are in, there's yet another $28 million. So we're by the end of September of this year, we will see well over $100 million, more than half of the money flowing through to needy homeowners.
You got this from these banks. Were there any lesser banks that were caught up in this that are somewhere in the pipeline of working out agreements to help even more people? Or is it just, are these just the only ones?
This $200 million settlement was with the five largest banks in the country. They comprise about 65% of the mortgage market. There's another 14 banks or so that will comprise about another 20 to 25% of the mortgage market. We're currently in negotiations with that subset of banks, and we hope to have an announcement in the not-too-distant future that mirrors this settlement we're talking about today.